What's up, loves? Welcome to Self-Care in Real Life, a podcast where we obsess over giving women the tools that they need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I'm your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. You can also head over to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/selfcareIRL. To sign up for our exclusive membership community, which is filled with gems that I've curated just for you to help you cultivate life-shifting healing experiences. So let's get right into today's episode. I feel like we all know someone who is eternally positive, like annoyingly positive. You know, that friend who is like always in a good mood, no matter what, the person who always has a positive outlook, no matter how bad or how good life be lifing. And we know life be lifing. It really does kind of chin check you like pow pow at every corner of the road. But they have mastered their happiness in such a way that makes everyone feel really good just by being around their personal sunshine. But have you ever wondered how one person can be such a magnetic individual? Well, it's simple. They believe and act in a way that happiness is a choice. And then they do exactly what happy people do, and that's choose to be happy. This might be the episode where you need to grab your pen and your paper. So feel free to put me on pause right quick, grab your things and come right back. Because in today's episode, you and I are going to discuss 10 habits of the happiest people that you and I know. So one of the first things that I think that people who are happy do is refuse to make assumptions. Don't you hate when people assume things about you? Like they assume what you're thinking, what you're gonna say, what you're going to do, what you aren't gonna do. You know, they just make all of these really rapid assumptions about you. And you're like, who said that? Who said that? Like, I didn't say that. But do yourself a favor. Do you and your happiness a favor and honor the golden rule of making no assumptions. You are still human, so expect this to be like a constant practice for you, right? Like, we're not perfect. We're not aiming for perfection. This will be something that you have to practice and do over and over again. And when you do notice, you know, that you are engaging in the art of assumptions, just give yourself a little mental kick. That's me kicking my brain, because you gotta be gentle with it, because it's gentle, sis. Just a little mental kick, right? And bring yourself back to, again, refusing to make those assumptions. And if all else fails, right, you can just drink your water and mind your business, because this is really what making no assumptions is. And also, you're welcome. The second daily habit of like really happy people is to exist in the present moment. Being anxious is habitually choosing to think or operate in either the past or the future. So practice operating minute by minute. The now of your life is the most important. Don't waste time rehashing the past or fretting about the future, because life goes by you, oh my gosh, so quickly. And unless you're intentional about paying attention to the here and now, you're going to miss everything. You're going to miss it all. I promise you, you will look up and you're 75 and you don't have a nary a cool memory to tell them grandkids. And maybe you're asking yourself right now, so like, what does that really look like? Like, what does existing in the present moment really look like for you, Ty? Glad you asked. It's, for me, it's taking breaks. You know, it's being able to sit in a quiet space and people watch. It is getting offline. It's putting my phone down, you know, keeping it in my purse or wherever I am and not touching it for an hour, at the very least, at least 20 minutes, because I know an hour is a long time. But start engaging with the world and really listen to the people who will relish and desire your attention. When you're drowning in work and need to add members to your team, it can feel like you don't even have the time to find the right candidate. That's why Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process to save you time. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates with resumes on Indeed that match your job description, and you can invite them to apply right away. Plus, you only pay for quality applications that meet your must-have requirements. With virtual interviews, Indeed saves you time. You can message, schedule, and interview top talent seamlessly, all in one place. No downloads, plugins, or purchases needed. I mean, how easier could it be? Start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/selfcareIRL. Offer valid through March 31st. Go to Indeed.com/selfcareIRL to claim your $75 credit before March 31st. Indeed.com/selfcare. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. The third daily habit that really happy people do is helping people. You should try to do at least one or two good deeds every single day. It can be big, you know, it can be small, it can be rooted in kindness, it can provide financial relief for someone. There's no standard or thresholds for how you can help someone. Also, let me point out that the people who research things, they say that performing 5 random acts of kindness a day can actually boost your happiness. Again, leave the idea that they have to be like these major grandiose gestures. Try holding yourself accountable for reaching the simple and attainable goal of just making someone smile each day, right? Like saying good morning or, oh my God, you look cute today, sis. Sir, I love that hat. Like, you know, giving someone a compliment goes a long way, and you never know how you are helping that person boost their confidence. Maybe they had a bad experience with a human being before you, you know, and you come along and you're just kind to them, right? Someone left a comment on my IG the other day, yesterday actually, or this morning. Anyway, it doesn't matter, right? The comment was, you know, thank you for being so kind to me. We had just met in the parking lot. She was a follower and she's like, oh my God, you were so kind. And it made me wonder, like, are y'all rude to people? Like, are y'all not being kind? And we were both, you know, we're leaving an event. I'm lugging in DJ equipment. I got a speaker and a speaker, and I'm hugging, you know, lugging stuff out rather on the cart. The cart is not moving the way I want, and I am frustrated. And then she has her mask on. I have my mask on, and she smiles. I can see that she smiles through the mask, which made me happy, right? Again, make someone smile. She smiled at me. I smiled back. And she says, oh my God, you're Ty. I follow you on Instagram. And I said, yes, that's me. Nice to meet you. What's your name? Don't tell me. I don't remember her name, but you get the point. But my point is, just being kind to people goes a really long way. They will remember that over anything else. And they will also tell other people how kind you are. So again, daily habits that keep people happy also might bring you a job or two. Low key, just saying. Number 4 is really like top tier for me. And admittedly, it is something that I have to work on. I'm trying to be more intentional with this one. The pandemic really did a number on me. I know it did a number on y'all. I have taken the quarantine to new heights. Some weeks, I don't leave the house at all. Like, I'm literally up and down the steps. I get ordered, you know, food ordered in or delivered or whatever. And so I am working on number 4 daily habits of happy people, which is being social. We must socialize. Child, get out the house. Talking to myself. But the people who research things, okay, you get the theme here. They say that the happiest people are also social people. Let me give an example. Let's say you find yourself stuck in traffic with no one to help you to pass the time. You know, like the traffic is not moving. Ain't nothing on the radio. You're like, ugh. It might be time for you to become intentional if you have no one to call. You have got to get intentional about building and maintaining really good quality friendships. And if you're the kind of person, okay, that has been ghosting people, especially during this pandemic, you know, when things got tough and this is a problem area for you, you might want to check out episode number 6. It's titled Ghosting is Not an Effective Form of Communication, because it is and is not. Okay. Even if you have a good reason, go back to that number 6 and re-listen to it again, because it's a good lesson. Even for myself, I still listen to it over and over again because we be forgetting. Okay. We be forgetting. After my hysterectomy, I became super mindful of giving my body the nutrients that it needs. And Daily Harvest has been helping me stay nourished with organic fruits and vegetables delivered right to my door. Daily Harvest has so many delicious options for every meal of the day, and they all stay fresh in my freezer until I want them. Their banana almond smoothie is my favorite to have for breakfast because it's so quick to make and tastes so delicious too. I also never liked beets before, but I tried the beets and wild rice harvest bowl, and now beets might be my favorite. I cannot wait till I try their flatbreads next. The meals take minutes to prepare and never use preservative, added sugars, or artificial anything. Plus, it's good for the planet. All of their packaging is recyclable and compostable. Daily Harvest makes it easy to feel good about what I'm doing for myself and the planet. Go to dailyharvest.com/selfcare to get up to $40 off of your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/selfcare for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/selfcare. My 5th daily habit of the happiest people that you and I know is smile. Now, I will say that one of my biggest pet peeves when I did live in New York was when, you know, the catcallers, the construction men would say things like, oh my God, you're so pretty, you should smile. First of all, sir, mind your business and don't assume that I'm not happy, because I am. I'm just not walking around smiling all damn day. But also, please do walk around smiling all day at your leisure, because fact is, the catcallers, the construction workers, they're slightly right in that. Happy people smile way more often than unhappy people. So even if you're the serious type or you're the shy type, unabashedly showing your gums with every pleasant thought that, you know, drifts through your mind is a good thing. But be genuine with your smiles, because faking it is not going to work. It's not going to work at all. Them people who research things, okay, let me tell you, they found out. They did find out that faking a smile actually makes you feel worse and actually results in lower productivity. But here's what does work. Intentionally thinking of pleasant memories as a way to elicit your smile. Your Hollywood favorites call this deep acting. It involves putting effort into actual feeling and expressing the certain emotions that can improve your mood. So sis, smile, please. Number 6 can be a little controversial, right? We don't always talk about this enough, which is why it's on this list of daily habits of the happiest people that you know. And that is have sex, you know, often, be intimate. I was just reading a few testimonials on Exo Nicole about couples who have sex every day, whether it's 10 minutes or like multiple small rounds, but they make it a habit, okay? Because we're talking about habits. They make it a habit. They make it a ritual. They make it a routine. Routine's a bad word for sex, but you get what I'm going. They make it a commitment to have sex every day. And so maybe you can't necessarily pull, you know, every day off, because I can't. But maybe you take the opportunity to just spend a little extra time being intimate with your partner. So whether that's laying on the couch and, you know, cuddling, or, you know, greeting them with an extra tight hug when they come in, like really get intentional about being intimate and, of course, having sex. But this is a habit that will bring you lots of happiness. This is something that happy people do. That's what they say. I don't know. But yeah. And if you're, you know, if you haven't discovered, you know, your partner yet, refer to number 4. And that is socialize a lot more. The people who research things, you know, they say that folks who have frequent sex also have higher levels of happiness. This isn't a big shocker because, you know, they seem happy to me. The 7th daily habit of the happiest people that you know is to count your blessings. Yes, I know that there are some deacons and pastors all over the world saying, don't count your blessings. But please, baby girl, handsome boys, count your blessings and count them all. There is a direct positive correlation between appreciation and happiness. So let me ask you a question. I'm going to pause for just a second after I ask you this. I want you to think about this one, like really hard, at least for 3 seconds. But what can you think of right now to be thankful for? Do me a favor. When you figure it out, share this episode on your IG stories and then tag me and let me know that one blessing that came to your mind just now. It is really time for us, for you, for me, to stop taking things for granted, even and especially the little things. Like, when was the last time that you felt thankful to be able to drive, like to drive for takeout, or thankful that you didn't have to drive to go get takeout because there was food in the refrigerator? Modern technology can be so crippling to us and to our gratitude. It just makes us forget how blessed, again, we truly are in the smallest of ways. So number 7 is count your blessings, count them all, count them repeatedly, and be thankful for them all. Bombas' mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated. So when you buy Bombas, you are also giving to someone in need. Bombas t-shirts are the perfect basic. Their underwear has this barely fair feel, and their socks, well, let me tell you about their socks. I wear them on my mental health walks around my neighborhood, and not once have they slipped down into my shoe, not a single time. I have found the socks I'll be wearing for life. And did you know that socks, underwear, and t-shirts are the most requested clothing items at homeless shelters? That's why Bombas donates one for every item you buy. Go to bombas.com/selfcare and get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/selfcare for 20% off. bombas.com/selfcare. The 8th daily habit of the happiest people that you know is probably, again, a top tier gem. And maybe I should have said this first, but it is avoid energy vampires. Now listen, I am huge, like really big on personal energy. I was literally at the nail salon this week and I sat down, you know, to get my nails done. A lady next to me, she is just a yapping. I mean, she is yapping, gossiping about celebrities, talking about this friend that she don't talk to no more because blase, blah, 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 which in moderation, I'm here for a little nail salon gossip because, you know, it's the nail salon. But something about her energy let me know that she did this all the time and with friends in real life, especially when she was like, I don't mess with this girl because, you know, whatever, whatever. But I instantly checked out because I was like, oh, I don't want to absorb any of your energy, Miss Ma'am. Like, no. But we have to be conscious that we are all surrounded by like an energy field or an aura, right? That others can sense. Ideally, right, yours is a positive one that entices others to want to spend time with you. But unfortunately, there are some people who consistently, okay, consistently radiate vibes that are, you know, rooted in tension and anger and anxiety and even depression. Like that energy really can seep into that. And we call them energy vampires, and they will indeed suck the whole entire life out of you if you let them, leaving you feeling, you know, tired and depressed. Now, these people you can ghost, okay? Avoid them at all costs. I'ma just start calling all the things I say really top tier information. But number 9, the 9th daily habit of the happiest people that you know is avoid perfectionism. Most perfectionists or type A personalities are very, very high achievers and can be some of the most diligent people on any job. But they're also really prone to be anxious and depressed. In fact, the people who do that research, you know, they research those things. They say that perfectionism is so destructive to a person's sense of well-being. It amplifies the risk for so many negative emotions and downward feelings. Just try to remember that happy people, they don't dwell on every mistake. They really practice being comfortable in their own skin. They laughed often. I mean, have you heard my laugh? I'm not going to brag on myself because I am happy. I will tell you that. But have you, sis, handsome boy, handsome man, have you heard my laugh? She weighs 400 pounds. It's 400 pounds of loving happiness for you to have and enjoy, right? So understand that these things that happen every day, most of the time, they're so insignificant in the grand scheme of your life. The last and 10th daily habit of happiest people that we know is triggering for me because it's a lesson I just can't quite get for whatever reason. I'm not really sure. I rebuke it every few months, but it is exercise. Okay, guys, exercise. It's pretty common knowledge that exercise keeps depression at bay. But for a long time, scientists didn't really know exactly why. Turns out the people who research things, you know, they discovered that exercise helps your body purge those harmful proteins associated with stress-induced depression. So get back on the wagon. Okay, re-up your gym membership, go burn some calories. Summer is coming. It's time for us to get our waists tight and snatched and things. And even if you can't get to the gym, just get up and walk for 5 minutes a day. Start for 5, go to 10, go for 20, go for 30, go for 45, go for 60. You get where I'm going. I'm also talking to myself at this point because I am not a nary exercising at this point. So I hope that you and I both can get back on the wagon and incorporate exercise into our daily habit to help us become some of the happiest people that we know. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for just leaning into these hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are here every week faithfully listening and supporting the podcast. If you'd like to continue our conversations or you just have a story that you want to share, please consider joining our community. Log on to patreon.com/selfcare. That's patreon.com/selfcare IRL. And if you've enjoyed this episode, do me a favor, and submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can be the first to get new episodes each and every Monday. And I want to encourage you to share this episode on IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversations going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at Self Care IRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. I enjoyed you. And until next time, toodles.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.